And that pain you get in your joints sometimes.
Arthritis.
Okay, yeah. And a pain you might get in your side, and you might have
appendicitis.
Yeah.
Kidney stone, gallbladder.
Yeah. What I was wondering if you could tell me in the old days what some of the real bad diseases were that people got.
Appendicitis was one of the most.
Really?
Yes, it was. One of the teachers who taught over at the little Fremont school lived with Grandma and Grandpa. Or lived with Grandpa. And, well, I guess Grandma was there at that time, too. The second Grandma. And she had appendicitis, and she was only sick 3 days. And she died right there at the ranch. And many, many people died with appendicitis because they didn't have the foggiest notion of what it was.
Was there a doctor in Jefferson?
No. There was a doctor in Fairplay, but, you know, you still had to send somebody over there to get the doctor, and the doctor, you had to wait for the doctor to get back, and they didn't do surgeries on the kitchen table very often.
Yeah. What other was there? Did you have anything? Was there, like, a big influenza outbreak in this area?
There was during the World War, shortly after the World War. Was it during the War? No, it was after the war.
I was wondering when it was. It, like, around 1919, 1920?
1917, 1918, something in that area. And many people had it. We had it in our family, but only one of them caught it, and none of the rest of them did. Mm. And it was my aunt who had the flu, and she lost all her hair and was very, very ill, but she got over that, you know. And people kept people at home. They didn't communicate that much, I'll tell you.
Did you have anything like diphtheria? Yeah.
Yes, they must have had something like that, because in the cemeteries, you find where whole families were wiped out in 4 or 5 days, you know, 3 or 4 children and mother. So I would think maybe diphtheria or typhoid, maybe measles, something like that, whooping cough.
It's hard for us to imagine.
Yes,
it
is.
That was
isn't
like.
It that?
It really is. It's just a different world.
Oh, I should say.
If someone gets shot in the side, they might have a gunshot
wound.
Okay. Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a wound that won't heal, and the proud flesh is the flesh that grows around it trying to heal.
Heal up. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if someone is never well, if you have someone in your community who's just never well and always sick, you might say that person's a little
sickly, or they enjoy ill health.
They enjoy ill health. Would you ever say puny? They're
puny?
A little puny?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we would.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you can't hear, you might be a little
hard of hearing.
Okay.
Deaf.
Now, what do you call it when the sun comes up in the morning?
Sunrise.
And when it goes down?
Sunset.
Okay. And if it's 15 minutes before the hour, how would you express that using the quarter form?
8:45.
Using
15 till.
Or quarter. What if you had to use, say,
a quarter till?
A quarter till.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say a quarter of or a quarter to? You'd say,
possibly, maybe.
Okay, but mostly you think you'd say a quarter till four,
quarter
till, or a
quarter
till five.
Until, I'm
okay.
Sure I would.
Okay. Today is Saturday, so Friday would have been what?
The day before Saturday,
following
Thursday.
Okay, and if today, I was looking for today is Saturday, and Friday would be, pronounce the word Y-E-S-T-E-R-D-A-Y.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And Sunday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Now, just bear with me again here. These are just some pronunciation items. If you could slowly pronounce for me the days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. And could you do the same thing with the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. And I need to do just a little bit of counting for me. If you could count slowly from 1 to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19?
20.
Okay. And the number after 26?
27.
And the number after 29?
30.
Okay. And the number.
I feel like I'm being psychoanalyzed here.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Well, no, isn't that kind of the way they do, though? People
oh, yeah,
who've had
sure.
some brain damage
yeah,
and things like
but
that.
But it's nothing like that,
okay.
I assure you. This is just for
oh,
the
I
pronunciations
know.
Are
mm-hmm.
are helpful
mm-hmm.
in giving us kind of